News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
WAOK Rocket Steady on Facebook.com/Sydney Wood Show. Post up. Let us know what you think about the topic of conversation today. It's education. How can we do better? Where did we go wrong? And what do we need to do moving forward? We've got two ways of looking at it. You can look at it locally and see Atlanta has a tremendous problem in education, or we can look at it worldwide where our country has a problem. Those who are doing well, however, it seemed to be of Asian descent. Vietnam, which had its students take part in the exam for the first time, had a higher average score in math and science than the United States. Students in Shanghai, China's largest city with upwards of 20 million people, ranked best in the world, according to test results. And students in East Asian countries and provinces came out on top, nabbing 7 of the top 10 places across all three subjects. All right, back to the telephone lines, 404-892-2703. More details shortly forthcoming regarding the World Affairs Council in Atlanta and the tribute to Nelson Mandela tomorrow night at Morehouse College. First, it's Greg on line 4. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Sydney, how you doing?
Great today, sir. How are you doing?
Man, houses are right here before us. And we don't have to look outside of nowhere.
Show it to
us. We need to build a high school called Love. First thing we need to do is take all our children. They are important to us in our school and our community. That's the first thing. If the kids, let's make sure we got enough breakfast for these kids in the morning because some don't eat at home. Let's make sure they get a full meal when they enter our school. They don't have a uniform on. Let's make sure they got a decent uniform on when they enter the school. If they don't have it, we got some here. It's about love one another in the school system. The teachers that, you know, don't have love for at-risk children, they need to get in their car and leave the school right away. We need teachers that care about these children first. That they stick together, not talk about one another, not build low self-esteem, build high self-esteem up with each other. That's the first thing we got to do. We got the money. So it's about, did you see that documentary of that school teacher in Philadelphia? It was one of the low-performing schools in Philadelphia. That lady got every kid that entered that building, she hugged them and loved them. And a year later, that school done turned around. The football team went undefeated, and they didn't have much funding at all. It's about caring about these children at an early age. Don't care about what kind of home they come from. That's not what we're interested in.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
To school, and we want them to be part of school just as much as anybody else.
Question, Greg. You offer some great solutions. I want to make sure I understand who's providing these solutions. For instance, the breakfasts and the culture in the School of Love. Is this something that's happening in an auxiliary organization connected to the school, or are you saying the school itself?
No, this is within the school. This is within the school.
Okay.
You got to bring love to these children first and care about them outside of the school.
Okay.
If that kid get hurt outside the school, then we all should be concerned about that child.
And does
not just the mother, but the whole school should be concerned.
Does the principal set that tone, in your opinion, at the school, or is it the superintendent of the school system? Who is establishing this culture?
No, I think the start of one school, that principal should set that standard at that school,
okay.
Get it off the ground, and see what the outcome of a 2 or 3 year period, and then everybody else gonna start following that same thing.
I see what you're saying, Greg. Socioeconomic background has a significant impact on student performance in the United States, according to the study. Some 15% of the variation in student performance is based on these socio and economic factors. A quote comes from the study. It says, although this impact has weakened over time, that being the socioeconomic impact, disadvantaged students show less engagement, drive, motivation, and self-beliefs. Babatunde on line 5. Good morning, sir.
How you doing, brother?
Good. How are you?
Brother, this is a conspiracy against the right wing to eliminate their children competition. That's why when you see a little black kid on TV or something, they can't speak complete sentences now. And then when you're talking about training kids just to take a test, if you teach them proper education, they're going to pass the test anyway because they know what you're teaching them. Matter of fact, you know, this is such a hot topic, you want to get it all in, and but that's why, as I said, they are, these schools are they're run by bullies. The kids that are they're run by bullies. And they're driving the kids out with potentials of becoming doctors or engineers and nation builders. They're driving them out of the schools, destroying them. This is so serious that wow.
Well, here's a question while you're gathering those thoughts there. Who are the bullies that you're saying are driving?
Any kid that don't know nothing. And the reason they bully is because they're trying to hide their lack of interest.
I see.
Their lack of knowledge. So they have to bully the other kids. So the schools wind up taking the side with the bullies and driving the kids that have potentials of being something out of the schools. And this is a plot like after slavery. Whites didn't have trades. Blacks had the trades because they was doing the work. So what they would do after they got you to train the whites how to do the trade, then they start not hiring blacks. And that's what they're doing to us now.
I see in a way. What's the solution, Babatunde, before you go to all of this you've brought to our attention?
The solution is that we got to, as people realize, oh, this is what I want to say.
Yes, sir.
One way we are destroying our kids, as I said, they can't speak complete sentences now. And the way we play a part in that, hip-hop is one of the main things that have destroyed our kids. Mm. That's why I appreciate you playing old school music, because hip-hop, you can't understand what they're saying. They're teaching filth, sex. That's why we're having all these problems. That's why little babies are being born, and because you're teaching kids how to disrespect people, how to misuse sex, and they're doing that through hip-hop. You can't understand a word they're saying.
Babatunde says that hip-hop is the problem, in part. I'd like for people to chime in on that as well. Is that influencing our young people's learning, per se? Mahalia Brown, my producer, brings that good music from the old school that he referenced there. The World Affairs Council of Atlanta, in partnership with Morehouse College, is going to hold a community-wide memorial service for President Nelson Mandela. This will be tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Martin Luther King Jr. Chapel, Morehouse College. As you know, the president celebrated the life of Nelson Mandela, President Mandela, this morning, Madiba. And we'll do it again tomorrow here in Atlanta as the world's greatest universally recognized human symbol of resistance to state-sponsored terrorism and racial oppression is celebrated. It's open to the entire community, absolutely free of charge. It starts tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Morehouse College. More information available at WAOK.com. Look, we'll take some of your Facebook postings coming up next, plus take your phone calls from 404-892-2703. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Sidney Wood Show on News Talk 1380 WAOK.
News, politics, entertainment, community issues. You're live with Sidney Wood on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.